It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to a telecommunications expert about recent anger directed at the FCC stemming from the net neutrality debate and the way the internet is managed.
First, the cover story of this month's Madison Magazine focuses on women entrepreneurs and their struggle to gain traction. Women-led business owners have proven success rates and impact on the economy, says Madison Magazine, but they get fewer resources and opportunities in those led by men.
That's where the new group Doyen comes in. The Madison-based group aims to develop and support women entrepreneurs and create benchmarks for what success would look like for women in business.
Amy Gannon joins us now. She's co-founder of the Doyen Group and newly appointed interim dean of the School of Business at Edgewood College. Amy, thanks for joining us in studio today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Amy, when did the idea for the Doyen Group first come up?
My co-founder, Heather Wendler, and I were both participating. I'm on the organizing committee for Startup Weekend. It's a three-day event that we have in Madison, and cities across the world have these kinds of events. And Heather and I were both there and lamenting that we go to entrepreneurial event after entrepreneurial event, and very few women are there. And we thought it was a problem. And Heather and I happened to be action-oriented, so we talked about it, and then we said we're going to do something about it. And then we founded the Doyen Group in August of 2012.
And tell us about some of the aims and the raison d'etre behind Doyen.
So Heather and I wanted to start an organization that would bring women together and create space for women entrepreneurs to connect with each other and share their experiences, share their networks, provide support and advice. And we have decided we want to try to make Madison one of the best cities in the country for women entrepreneurs. There's no reason we can't do that. We have a great entrepreneurial ecosystem growing here. And so why don't we tap into all the women we have in our community to do two things. One, we'd like to get more women engaged in entrepreneurship. And two, we'd like to support women as they grow their businesses so we can get more sustainable and long-lasting businesses in our community.
And Wisconsin numbers for women business owners are lagging behind the numbers for men. I don't think that's unique to Wisconsin, but why is that, do you think?
I think that there are a number of reasons, and women have a little bit different experience than men have when they try to start their businesses. And I first want to say that not all women entrepreneurs have the same experience. There's quite a variety of different kinds of experiences that they have. So to present one kind of experience would be do a disservice to women entrepreneurs. But women have talked to Heather and me about a lot of different experiences they've had and how they approach entrepreneurship. And one of the things we've discovered is that if you take a male entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur and you take a woman aspiring entrepreneur, if there are 10 criteria to engage in a particular thing, going to this event, speaking on the panel, trying to get funding, women will say, if I get that ninth thing, then I'll go for it. Men will often say, I have 5 out of 10, here we go. And so a lot of women will hold themselves back.
Perfectionism, it sounds like.
It's perfectionism, and they're not crazy because historically, if you look at women and people of color, have had to have 9 out of 10 to compete with the person who has 5 out of 10. So they didn't just make this up. But a lot of what we try to encourage the women we encounter is to say, no, you are ready. You're more ready than you think you are. Trust us on this. Go for it. And we also try to encourage women to think bigger and bolder. And that's part of why we exist, is to get women that kind of coaching that they may not get otherwise.
Would you call it a kind of confidence gap? We've been hearing about that lately, where a man, I guess, as you just said, will figure, you know, they can go for it. And a woman will think, you know, maybe I'm not qualified enough. Maybe my product got a certain amount of placement, but it doesn't make me an entrepreneur. Do you see that confidence issue coming into play?
I think it is some confidence. And certainly, to go back to, not all women experience it this way. There's some women who go and they don't hold themselves back and they're ready. And then some women are more cautious. They don't, they want to build a business that's going to last, that's going to grow. Often women will want to do it in a more sustainable way. Their growth is slower so that they don't make mistakes. So they take it with more caution. Now, certainly, sometimes we might want to suggest to some of our male entrepreneurs that they should have a little more caution before they leap in. Mm. But I do think there's some element of confidence in it, and there's some element of getting the kind of coaching and support and mentoring that says you can do it, and here's the network that's going to support you in doing that. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do at Doyenne. Last year, we pulled together a group of 20 pretty powerful women who are engaged in the entrepreneurial process, either by funding businesses or they're entrepreneurs or they work in organizations that support entrepreneurs. And we, my co-founder and I, asked, what should Doyenne do? What are the game changers that will make a difference for women in our community? And one of the things, there were three things they really guided us to do. One was tell the story. And that's partly why I'm here today, right? To talk about that story. And it's the story of the amazing things women are doing, because we're not always on the cover. We're not always in the story. We're not always on the panel. We're not always interviewed on the radio. So get out and tell the story of the amazing things women are doing, and also give voice to the particular challenges they might experience. And that giving voice to that is for women to not feel alone in their challenges, and also for men in our community to say, I didn't realize that was happening. Let me see what I can do to change it as well. The second thing was build the network. So we are building a Doyenne Ambassador Program, and these are people who support women entrepreneurs and support the idea of making Madison one of the best places in the country, and are willing to put their time, talent, and treasure behind that. So we're building an ambassador program where people can say, I want to fund some of the things that are going on with Doyenne. You tell me to have coffee with an aspiring entrepreneur, I will have coffee with that person. You want me to speak to somebody on the radio and talk about women's entrepreneurship, I will do that for you. So we're putting a network together for that. And then the third thing that we were called to do is women entrepreneurs need more funding. And when you look at venture capital or angel investment, women do not get as much investment in their businesses as their male counterparts do. So how do we foster more of that? And the Doyenne Group is putting together a fund that will be an investment fund to invest solely for women-owned businesses.
And so far, how are women entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs responding with this? It seems like there's many aspects of this kinds of support that Doyenne is giving. How is it working out so far?
It has been fabulous on so many levels. We've had women who have not thought about starting a business, or I call it a latent potential. I might be. Maybe if I find the right idea, maybe when I'm really ready and get that ninth thing, I'll start a business. But then they get in the environment where they see like-minded women who said, I can do it, and it inspires them. So we've had some people take the leap. We've had some people who are struggling get direction that they wouldn't have gotten, because it can be very isolating being an entrepreneur. You're out there on your own sometimes trying to figure out what's the path, and you need some support around you to say you're not crazy and you are going to make it. And here's three things you should do, and here's three things you might not want to do, and get that kind of support. So we've seen women think bigger about their businesses. The other thing is women who are pretty established have said, I'm here. What do you need me to do? Tell me how I can help. And Heather and I have been overwhelmed almost with the kind of support of men and women in our community saying, we're behind this. We believe in Madison, and we believe in our women entrepreneurs. So it's been, I would say, incredibly inspiring to meet the women entrepreneurs we have and see the work they're doing, and motivating from the people who said, we believe in you, keep going, Doyenne, keep going.
We've only got about a minute here, but what would you say to encourage not just, you know, the women who may be considering becoming entrepreneurs, who are starting out on that journey, but the communities surrounding them, the cities, their fellow entrepreneurs who might be men? What would you encourage them as to why this matters?
I think in some respects, one of the most important things to do is not make them invisible. So when you're putting a panel together to talk about entrepreneurship, make sure you bring women to that panel. For the women who are out there thinking about it, if you're thinking about starting a business and you have an idea, find some people to talk to about it. I recommend people, men and women, build a community around them that says, one, provides support, and two, provides accountability. to say, how are you moving and progressing this forward in a way that's good for you and good for your business and good for your community? I would encourage people to think about, how do they put money into women-owned businesses? How can the city do that? How can the state do that? How can those of you who have money to support this make sure you're doing that? And there are a million ways, and I would encourage people to connect if you're interested in any way in supporting women entrepreneurs. I would encourage you to get connected with Doyanne, and we can get you connected with people and be a conduit to making sure your interest and your passion to help women entrepreneurs can be expressed.
Amy, thank you so much for joining us and coming into the studio.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking to Amy Gannon, co-founder of the Doyenne Group and newly appointed interim dean of the School of Business at Edgewood College.